Macedonia wants a meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss an outbreak of fighting involving ethnic Albanian insurgents. Yesterday, three Macedonian soldiers were killed near a village along the Kosovo-Macedonian border occupied by ethnic Albanian gunmen. NATO has assured Macedonia it will increase its operations within Kosovo to subdue the insurgents, but the battles are raising fears of yet another Balkan conflict. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports.
Macedonia sealed its border with Kosovo to tighten security and prevent cross-border infiltration. Two soldiers were killed yesterday when their vehicle hit a landmine near Tanusevci, a stronghold of ethnic Albanian rebels 20 miles north of the capital Skopje. Another soldier was killed nearby by snipers, which sparked a firefight between government troops and rebels. Hopes that last fall's toppling of Slobodan Milosevic in Yugoslavia would bring peace to the Balkans have been undermined as new separatist movements have emerged. In recent weeks, ethnic Albanian guerrillas believed to originate from Kosovo have launched twin offensives to the south in Macedonia and to the east in a buffer zone inside Serbia in an apparent bid to annex the areas into what they hope will become an independent Greater Kosovo. Yesterday's outbreak of fighting prompted the government to order a call-up of reservists for duty with border guard units. Macedonian presidential spokesman Nikolas Dimitrov said his country has called for an urgent UN Security Council session.
We're going to request some sort of a buffer zone north of the border line on the Kosovo side. And within that area, KFOR forces should have mandate to undertake robust measures to prevent any movement of armed groups heading towards Macedonian territory.
Macedonian President Boris Trajkovski met yesterday with ambassadors of NATO countries, and in a clear shift in position, the Western officials indicated they would understand any armed action by Macedonia against the ethnic Albanian rebels. And in a sign of mounting alarm, the commander of NATO's KFOR peacekeeping troops in Kosovo, Carlo Cabijozu, and Kosovo's UN administrator, Hans Hakarup, traveled to Skopje to assure their stepped-up cooperation with Macedonia, also with the aim of preventing a new flood of refugees into Kosovo. Officials both in Skopje and in Belgrade are demanding more robust action by NATO, which has 46,000 troops, including 5,000 from the U.S. in Kosovo. Macedonia and Serbia accused NATO of being more concerned with its own troop protection than in preventing infiltration of their territories by the ethnic Albanian rebels, which they say is a threat to regional stability. The brewing crisis in predominantly ethnic Albanian areas of Macedonia and nearby southern Serbia raises the specter of a major Balkan conflict that could draw in several countries in the region. A pillar of the West Balkan strategy over the last 10 years has been to stop the domino effect and prevent the breakup of tiny Macedonia. The country has a delicate ethnic balance. Its 2 million population is 2/3 Slav and 1/3 ethnic Albanian. Macedonia's main Albanian party, which is in the government with 5 ministers, has urged all Albanians to condemn what it calls a bid to destabilize Macedonia. But analysts say there is a restive younger generation of ethnic Albanians with more radical nationalist ambitions. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belgrade.